Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Burnt Paper Sky by Jillie McMillan, published by Piatkis in 2015. Today is all about missing children, misperceptions, and messy lives. It's a Sunday afternoon and Rachel is walking with her 8-year-old son in the woods. She lets him run ahead to the car with the dog, but little does she know that this decision will have life-changing consequences. Ben goes missing and Rachel frantically begins to search the woods, but there's no sign of him. A police investigation begins and the crucial hours tick away, and then the days pass. Rachel is called to speak to the media. She's given a careful script to appeal to the kidnapper, vetted by a psychologist, but in the heat of the moment, Rachel goes off script and talks directly to the kidnapper and challenges them angrily. She sits down proud of herself and her strength, oblivious to the way she appears to the rest of the world. Rather than a strong lioness, she seems crazed. The media goes wild and the public begins to turn against her. An anonymous blog appears accusing her of being involved in her own son's disappearance. And meanwhile, the lead investigator is excited about his chance to finally crack an important case. He suggests his girlfriend, their relationship is secret, joins the investigation, but he begins to realise that he doesn't know her as well as he thinks he does. As the days pass, everyone begins to turn away from Rachel, and she becomes more irrational and panicked, while the police are at a loss. Burnt Paper Sky is a crime story, but one with a difference. Rather than focusing on solving the crime itself, following the procedure of an investigation like many crime novels do, Burnt Paper Sky focuses more on the inner life of the two main characters, Rachel the mother and the lead investigator Jim Clemmo, as they try to work their way through the tragic disappearance. Rachel was already a mess before Ben disappeared, her husband leaving her a year earlier and she's still reeling. She had her own unusual childhood and has done everything for Ben, or so she thought. But now she realises that she's been too deep into her own problems. If only she'd made him stay with her on the walk back to the car, and when the press and public turn against her, she lashes out at the few people left who still support her. The detective Clemmo is frustrated and torn between the case and his desire for his new girlfriend. His story is told in two parts, following him throughout the crime itself, and then later through the transcripts of his awkward therapy sessions, following the aftermath when he's suffering desperately from insomnia. Following the human side of the crime is what makes Burnt Paper Sky special. The flawed people behind the case as they struggle to pull themselves together to find Ben, but their own demons keep dragging them down. So if you like character-driven crime, messy men and women, complex relationships, twists and fast-paced writing, I recommend Burnt Paper Sky by Jillie McMillan. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.